What does it mean to say you love somebody? That's what this audio is about. And it comes out of an impulse, a feeling that welled up within me in relation to my wife. I had a sudden welling up of an experience that said, you know, I love this woman. And I thought, well, what does that actually mean? You know, what do I mean by that? And now, I am one individual at one point in my life, and I would have answered this question in many other ways at other times in my life. So this is the 2nd of May 2014 answer when I have this amount of energy in the day. It's 10:18. It's 12 degrees as I go under it, as I go in a tunnel under the River Lee. Yeah, what does it mean to say I love her, somebody? And what came to me immediately was a phrase, a very simple phrase, which is, I die in the trenches for her. I might fight with her, I might have differences with her, I might feel exasperated, I might absolutely feel huge anger at times. And these are all the sort of obvious things you don't really associate with love. Except those people who have thought deeply about love will realize that, you know, love and anger are bedfellows. And to explain what I mean by that, I have to say, if I didn't love you, I wouldn't be angry with you. You know, I would just be, you know, you'd be irrelevant. I wouldn't have strong feelings about you if I didn't love you. So that's what I mean about it. There is a, you know, there's a position of kind of neutrality or indifference. I mean, there are several positions, you know, we can have in relation to people. And if we were to put them on a continuum, you know, we... Hate would not be the far left-hand column. You know, to hate somebody, you have to, a certain extent, there has to be some element of love there in order to hate. But, you know, I suppose you would say ignorance would be at the far extreme. And then indifference would come along. I'm not sure about the difference between indifference and antipathy. Probably you then get to, you know, hate, dislike. And eventually you get to the other extreme, which is, you know, I would die in the ditch for you. I would give my life for you. I mean, that is a human condition, that sensation, that conviction, that compulsion, that I will give my life for you. It's a kind of, It's a human one, and it's an evolutionary one, in that most animals will give their life for the sake of their children, to protect their children. And, you know, somebody will say that's in order to enable the genes to carry on. And it is, you know, that's a biological necessity in order for the gene pool to be protected. That parents will give their lives for their children. But for somebody that I love, I will go to the barricades. I will fight to help them succeed. I will fight to prevent them doing something stupid. I will literally give, a lot more than my attention, you know. Of course, I'll give a listening ear. I'll give a, I'll give attention, I'll stop what I'm doing, I'll put down my own concerns and I will look them in the face. But what is love is the issue that we all, you know, grapple with at some point in our lives, you know. And okay, a lot of my life when I was younger, I was trying to distinguish between love and lust, you know, which I find comparatively easy to distinguish now. But I certainly didn't find it easy to distinguish them when I was young. Yeah, I wonder what others feel about this. I wonder, is it possible to have a conversation about this at a level which will be satisfying? At a level which will be developmental? By that I mean that I'm not saying I have got the last word on this for myself. I don't know what I would say tomorrow morning. I don't know. But I would love, I would like. It's actually so important in a way that I don't mind saying I would love to have a conversation about it. Because the implications of such, a clarification are quite profound, you know, because sometimes you feel that when you're in the middle of a real argy-bargy with somebody, that this is threatening the relationship, rather than feeling that the fact that we can actually disagree or that we can be so exasperated and frustrated with each other is actually a sign of strength. It's a real testament to the positivity and to the importance that resides in the relationship, that we're prepared to run the risk of being different with each other. Wow, not sure where the impulse to... Well, I do. I know that it came out of the fact that I wrote a text message about, you know, 10 seconds before I started this particular audiobook. Okay, big topic. Maybe there's a bigger one, but I don't know what it is. Bye.